But it says we are to focus upwards. And it says, as you can see on the screen, honour your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. And it's repeated later in Deuteronomy 5:16 with another promise added to it, that it may go well with you. So it seems that there's something connected with this activity of honouring mum and dad that brings a benefit to us. So Mother's Day is set up as being about honouring mums, which is great, but here's the good news, kids. When you drag yourself out of bed at who knows what time to put on breakfast in bed, it's going to go well with you. Although Anthony is currently wondering if that's the true for him. But Anthony, hang in there, buddy. Christy's still smiling. Now, Jesus himself affirms that commandment in Matthew 15 and Mark 7. So it's affirmed again in the New Testament. Then the Apostle Paul quotes it when he's encouraging us to obey our parents and described it rightly as the first commandment that had a blessing attached to it. The first instruction from God that benefited us as we carried it out. Now we also see Jesus acting in an honouring way towards his mum. She prevailed upon him in John's gospel to perform his first miracle. And Jesus on the cross took special care to commit his mum to the care of the apostle John. In his agony and his pain, he looked at the apostle and said, "This is now your mother." And he said to his mother, "This is now your son." He replaced the relationship that she'd experienced with him so that she would not be without care after his departure from the earth. Now, when we hear the word honour, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, how can I honour my mother or my father when they have been less than honourable? And it's a good question, and it's a fair question. Even those of us with what we might call successful parents know that, guess what, they're only human. They're people. And that honouring them can sometimes sound like we're worshipping them like God or something and ignoring all their faults. But guess what? That's not what the word honour means. So if you've thought that up until now, I want to help you understand something from the scriptures. That's not what honour in the Bible means. The Hebrew word kabed, which is translated into honour in English on this occasion, literally means to make heavy. To make heavy. Some of you might be planning to do that for your mum at lunchtime today. Perhaps you've already started that by giving her chocolate this morning. Maybe not. Perhaps your response is, "She ain't heavy, she's my mother." I've got a few more of those, but I'll just move on. But what the word means in the context of honouring our mother and father is to add weight to give significance to make heavy, to appreciate their impact upon us, which at times is both negative and positive. The Bible's aware of that. So it's just to recognise and respect what our parents mean. Parents are a paradox. Generally, they are someone who loves us, but who still do and say silly or dumb things like lycra shorts and male reproductivity. And sometimes our parents do hurtful things to us. For those whose relationship with their mother has been distressing, the paradox is even greater. There is this person that you desire deep down to love and have relationship with who just isn't there or who doesn't care. So why does God want us to value and appreciate and understand the impact of our mothers upon us? Because the good that a mother does for us, the way that a mother loves us, get this, is a mirror image of what God does for us and the way he loves us. It is, in fact, you might say, the physical presence of the love of God in our life. The love of a mum really is the first love that we experience, and it reflects God's love in our life. And if you're a mother here today, I want to honour you right now. I want to acknowledge you because you have one of the most difficult, demanding, challenging jobs in the world. Do you believe it, ladies? Is it true? Am I right? Absolutely it is. But folks, today, mothers, we want to lift you up to the skies. We want to honour you and thank you and recognise what you are doing for your families, because it is literally a gift from God to your children and to our community. Thank you, mums. Thank you again and again and again. Be blessed today. Receive the love and the favour of God upon your life today. Modern society seems to send out mixed messages about motherhood, often devaluing it directly with words or in unspoken ways, like prioritising other things. But I tell you here today, when you decide to become a mother, when you sacrifice to be a mother, when you agonise because you are a mother, or when you work through fatigue because you are a mother, when you give up the right to do your own thing to become a mother, you walk in the steps of the living God. And there is no greater honour or privilege or joy or vocation that you can choose other than that. Do you hear that, mums? You are on holy ground when you move to become a mum. We saw and heard today that exact same thing when we honoured Christy Moore, which was a pure joy to behold. As Australians, sometimes we struggle with the concept of honouring, but it's this attitude that we need to uphold in the church here today, and I encourage you to do that. Perhaps you're listening to this today and you're thinking, David, I don't have a mother, or I may as well not have a mother. Mother's Day has pain for many of us, and I understand exactly how that feels. In 11 days' time, it will be 13 years since my mum died after a five-year battle with cancer. She was 57. I miss her. She accepted Christ before she died, and I will see her again someday, but Mother's Day isn't the same without her. My mum loved being a mum. In fact, incredibly, when I took her to church not long before she died, she grabbed me before we walked out of the house and she said to me, David, this is going to sound strange, but I want to tell you. She'd never told me this in all my life. She said, when your head appeared, this is what she said, Lauren. I didn't know where it was going either. I was just listening. I was the firstborn, you see, so this is a big moment. I'm really special. She said, when your head appeared, I knew what my purpose in life was. I've never forgotten those words coming out of my mum's mouth. And to me, that is a precious thing to behold, mums. That is a God-given gift that you should cherish and never let anyone look down on you because of that decision. Because you are bringing forth life and you are behaving in exactly the same way as your God-given creator. This morning before Judy and I left here, I picked up my dad and we went down to my mum's grave at the Enfield Memorial Park. Put a couple of jars of flowers on there. Dad gives it a clean, takes a couple of rags and wipes off the mud, clears the leaves away. And my dad, look, I don't know if he'd call himself a believer. I think he thinks he is. But he says to me, Dave, say a prayer. So I put my arm around my dad and we have a cry. But I pray and I thank God for my mum who cherished me and loved me and who oriented her life around me. And it's a gift that I will never, ever forget and always thank God for. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 66, verse 13, God says this, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." Yes, we call God Father, but that is not a gender-specific term. It's a relational term. God is, in fact, Father and Mother to all of humanity. I want to share with you another promise just as I close. It says in Matthew chapter 12, while Jesus was standing talking to the crowd, his mother and his brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." Friends, our earthly mothering relationship is actually not the ultimate. Jesus honoured his mother, but then sets above that the relationship of the church. Those who are his disciples here today are, in fact, his family. Earthly families are important, but God and his family triumphs over even those. Saying yes to Jesus is the way that we join that family. Here's another promise. "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." Folks, my mother may be with Jesus today. She may not be with me, but by the grace of God in the faith, I have mothers all over the place. And it has been an absolute joy to come to this church and to welcome new mothers into my life. Thank you for giving me that gift, because I cherish it and I appreciate it more than any other. God bless you all for that. Friends, can I lead you in a prayer? I don't know if that's something you're regular doing, but I would like to just invite you now to close your eyes and to bow your heads as we close our service. Father God, we thank you today for the gift of mothers. We thank you for the role that they have played in our lives, Lord, even when at times our relationship with them has been distressing or uncomfortable. Lord, we know that you have acted in and through them, and that you are able to redeem and to recover all relationships. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy here today. Lord, help us to be the parents that you want us to be, as well as to acknowledge and honour the role of our mother in our life, Lord, even the bad times and the difficult times, and help us to look to you to be part of the ultimate family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Folks, I want to give you an invitation today before we close. If you are not a regular attender of a church, if perhaps you wouldn't consider yourself a Christian, you are welcome to come to the Hills Christian Family Centre and be part of our family every Sunday at 10 a.m. We'd love to have you come back next Sunday as we talk about prayer and the role that it plays in your life. If you are here today and you would like to say yes to Jesus, I would love to talk to you about that after the service. I can give you some literature, you can read that, and we can talk what it means to be part of God's family. Here's the good news about God's family. There's room for more. He's a big God, and this is a big place. We've got empty seats, so you're welcome to explore. It's not about joining church, it's about being part of God's family. God bless you. That would be great. Now, folks, it's time to head out, but listen carefully before I say goodbye, because you need to know a few things. Now, firstly, Rory and his coffee van, who I believe has been to this place before, is set up outside at the moment, just outside the exit. So Rory is selling pretty much any hot beverage you could request, or cold, I believe, Megan. He's got them out there. He's a great guy. He calls his business let there be coffee. Now, here's a challenge to the first person who can go up to Rory and say, do you know that the name of your business comes from Genesis 1? Because I don't know if he knows that. I don't know, Rory. I just met him out there earlier. Okay? So, look, you can buy a coffee out there. We do have the free stuff inside as per normal. But, hey, it'd be great to support Rory. Just go out and grab a drink, bring it back in, and that would be fantastic. Morning tea is Devonshire tea in the normal space. Thanks so much to Lauren and Megan, who did a fantastic job setting up the auditorium and the drama suite this morning. It looks magnificent. I can't wait to eat. In that room is a photo booth. We've organised it by the church. So you might be thinking, how does that work? It's not a booth as such. But folks, go, especially if you're here today with your mum, get in front of the photo booth. I think you click a button, I don't know. But Wayne, do you know how it works? You push the button on the screen and it's all time. So you sit there and you try to smile at the right time. Grab a coffee. Sorry, I missed that. Costume. That's crazy. Okay, do the costume if you want. If not, just get a photo. But they'll come out. There's four costumes, Dan. Oh, you get four photos. Okay, so we got that. Now that you're here with Mum, get a photo, all right? We'll get the prints of those, the digital files, and we'll distribute them somehow. But this really, I'm not sure if the right person to be explaining this. Okay, let's just go back a few steps. There's a photo booth in the drama suite. I'm not saying anything else. All right, work it out yourself.